Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media Progress is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor.
Coming to you live from the Wicked Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's the Falling from Grace podcast. Welcome to the Falling from Grace podcast. I am Angel, your host. With me is Miss Danielle, my wonderful co-host.
Hello.
You can find us on all the social medias, at least under Wicked Curiosity Media. You can find them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Yeah, I think that's it. You can find Falling from Grace podcast on Facebook. You can also look at pictures from us and blogs from us on the website, which is linked to the Wicked Curiosity Media Facebook page. We will be hopefully very soon starting our TikTok page, so that'll be fun. And you'll get to see a little more of us, a little different side of us. Tonight, you can join us either on Blog Talk by calling in to 718-664-9735 and talking to us live, or you can go over to the Falling from Grace podcast Facebook live stream and interact with us there. I hope that's everything since I'm tired. I don't really remember now. Yeah. If you are in Tennessee, your kids started school this week. I'm sure there's other states too, but specifically Tennessee. We started school last week and this week, because I know there were certain counties that started last week. How was it for you guys? Are you tired yet? Because I'm tired. I'm tired.
This is when I'm grateful I don't have kids in school anymore.
Tired. We're only on day two, and it feels like 3 weeks in. Like, I don't want school anymore. But we know schools look a little different this year. Several counties in Tennessee have, their school boards have mandated masks. Several counties have denied the mandates and made it optional, which I appreciate. I do appreciate that. Like, you're not going to do one or the other. You're not forcing anybody to do some, I don't know, giving, at least still giving people an option. My kids wear masks in school. Kind of. I'm not stupid. I know they'd probably take them off at some point. at least one of them. I know, because he threw a perfectly good mask in the garbage today.
Oh.
Because they told him it was optional.
So not in the backpack, in the trash.
Uh-huh. And I was like, why would you throw the whole mask away? I don't know. They said it was optional. But it's not disposable. He was like, oh.
That makes sense in his little brain, I'm sure.
And I was like, it's optional is not for you. It's for your parents, okay? You don't get to make that choice when you walk in the building. That is not your choice. That's my choice. My choice was a mask. Don't throw them away. They're kind of not cheap. She ratted him out. And then his best friend, you know, who rides the bus with him, was like, you're a rat. She was like, I don't care.
Mom needs to know where that mask went.
Then I realized, I was like, why would you do that? You still need it on the bus. That's not optional. There's a sign in the bus that says, put a mask on.
Apparently it is optional.
What? And that's fine. Trust me, I get the plus is that I have really great people around me because my kids are probably the only in our neighborhood that wear masks, which is cool. And yet, you know, nobody has said a word. You know, it's not even a noticeable thing.
Well, and I did see on Facebook there was some Knox County some posts about schools and the anti-bullying thing about the masks and things. So, I mean, I know that only goes as far as the enforcement will go, but still, at least they're putting that out there that children won't be bullied based on that, or they won't allow bullying.
What I thought was funny was that when they worded it the first time, though, it was to avoid bullying people who weren't wearing the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've read so far this week, because out in our county, at least, there's a lot more people that don't want to wear a mask than there are that do, and so we should probably flip that wording.
I think the post I read was flipped. Maybe it had already been flipped.
I really feel like the bullying would be coming on the other side of that. Now, I've already told all my kids, like, if somebody says something to you more than mean, then either say something to your teacher or you come home to me and I'll take care of it. I don't like to do that.
Well, and I mean, the option I always told my kids about anything was if you don't want to get made fun of or you don't want to have to say no to whatever, you just tell them it's your parents. My mom's making she's not here, but
you
everybody will tell her
forever
sorry.
Ever blame your shit on you. I don't care. So, throw me right under the bus.
Yep. I'll take the heat.
So school shopping. That was fun. how'd you guys do? Because I feel like we knocked it out of the ballpark, but it was a lot. Now, I cannot tell you, and I keep meaning to actually make this post, but if you have people in your life who love your kids like they're their kids, don't ever take that for granted, because my kids are incredibly loved, and they have a lot of people to love them, and you just can't take it for granted, because I think that their lives are so much better for it. Petey had so much fun this year going shopping. Our family works a little differently. So when it comes to holidays, when it comes to school, when it comes to all this stuff, we try to divide and conquer. And last year we didn't have to do that because my kids, they went to school in their PJs. They didn't really need new clothes. They didn't. And this year, though, we had three that hadn't gotten new clothes in 2 years. And hadn't gotten school supplies, so I didn't have any backup school supplies because normally I overbuy so that through the year we've got all the stuff. And so they were starting over. It was like being going from homeschool to public school and starting with nothing. And so they were all very, very spoiled this year. And they looked great for school, and they were prepared, and they have all the things that they need. And I am so thankful for that village that we have. I don't suggest like a widespread village, but a small village is what you need. I've never been a big one on like it takes a village. Like I don't want the whole village parenting my kids. But if you have a small village, that works.
Well, and you're particular about your village, so you know it's a little better. It's not like you're getting random village members.
And if you happen to get them kicked out of the village. This village just locks its doors. I'm sorry, there's probably no coming back.
Yeah. No entry allowed.
Yeah.
You gotta be vetted well for the process.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, don't get kicked out because you're probably screwed. There's no coming back from that.
Very true.
How did you guys like school shopping? Because I know it's probably been a little while.
It had been a long while for me because, you know, my kids are 29 and 21, and even the younger one, you know, the last few years, it was just give me your card or your money. I don't
want to go with you.
Don't go with me, Mom.
No, they might have
Well, yeah, it had been a while. But honestly, I mean, it wasn't as much as I expected it to be as far as being able to just, I mean, went to like three stores by the time it was done. And, I mean, I remember with mine, it was because I had one that was tall and lanky, so she couldn't wear normal pants, and we'd have to go 5 different places, see if they had tall lengths, and, you know, all
that
kind of stuff.
That's part of the Boston habit.
Yeah.
That would have been a longer.
Yeah. Yeah, the one I had was, like, easy, standard. She didn't know what her sizes were, but we guessed them. She went in, perfect. Like, yeah.
Which is awesome.
She's easy. Yeah, she's easy. She picked out something she liked, and she was like, oh, can I have this? I'm like, yeah. How many colors? You know, she just wanted more colors of that same thing. I'm like, that's amazing. That's perfect.
You're simple.
Yep. And like I said, what, 2-3 stores, and she was like, oh, I'm good. This is what I want. Now, guy in glasses did not fare so well on that shopping endeavor because he wasn't prepared for the shopping with a teen girl. He was definitely a little, like, done.
Was he overwhelmed?
I should have given him some alcohol.
Was he?
And iPhone.
Thing is, like, places like Olympia, they don't have the death end. There's no place to just be like, go play. It will be done.
We went to the dressing room, and he was like, I'm going to go out to the truck for a bit. I was like, that's a great idea, because we're going to be in here a minute. Because, you know, that's another 30, 45 minutes to just find the clothes, because I was like, I need to see everything. Your mom will kill me if we go home.
Super glad at least one of those things got tried on, because I would have been like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. Don't wear that.
Yeah, there were several. It was, questionable. Not inappropriate, but just like,
she's all homely.
Like, sweetie, let's dress it up a little. Let's do this, let's do that. And like I said, that one denim jacket she picked out, I was like, this is like 2 sizes too big, but I like it baggy. I'm like, yeah, but you don't want to look like it was like from, I don't know. So yeah, I think it looks cute on her with the outfit she picked it with. But
it
does.
It is very cute, and she wore it today, and she put her little autism pin that she wears to school on that says, be patient, I'm autistic, and I love that. I think it's super cute.
Yeah. She was adorable, though, just giddy and excited about everything. So it was fun. It was nice to have a child that was grateful.
I will say that 2 out of 4 have an extreme amount of humbleness. The other 2 are working on it, but 2 out of the 4 are incredibly humble. Like, it takes a lot for us to get our oldest to go shopping. He doesn't ever want us to, like, buy him anything. And, of course, we went shopping. He got the stuff that he wanted. Got some new, some new digs, and he liked it. And we get home. When we left there, an alarm went off. So I had to go back in, and the lady emptied the bag to find the piece that had the alarm. In the mix-up of all of that, the one sweatshirt that he liked and picked out did not make it home.
Oh, no.
I looked all over this house yesterday. I was so upset by the time I was done looking, because then I sat down and kind of went through my brain because I had to take everything out and separate it, and I was like, I never saw it.
Well, you could probably come back.
I don't know. Did
you pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely be taking that receipt back.
I'm not crazy. Because I'd already bagged everything up and tied it up. There's a lot of tags and stuff.
Do you do the online thing, like the rewards? Because they'll usually email you a copy of the receipt.
Oh.
So check your email, and they'll ask you to do a little feedback survey thing, you know, on all the listed items. But I'm sure in that situation, you know, hey, we had to come back in somehow.
Either way, he's
here.
Going back and getting a new sweatshirt.
Yeah, people like that much.
Because he doesn't ask. The thing is even if he didn't, he doesn't ask for much. And so when something, it could have been a pair of leggings for somebody else, I never noticed it. But the fact is he got like 5 things.
Right.
And I was like.
One of which I didn't even get.
Yeah. And he kind of matched Katie's.
Oh.
They were 2 different colors, but yeah, it was the same sweatshirt.
Oh, maybe has the coolest stuff. So
they do. I was a little disappointed that they didn't have their sales going on.
Mm-hmm.
That was disappointing because it with 4 kids, it definitely hurt.
Yeah.
When we got to the front, I thought I was going to throw up in my mouth
because
nobody was letting me see the total. But then when I had to take the bag back in, the receipt fell out. So I saw the total and I was like, oh God, we're going to die.
Yeah.
That was a lot. It was a lot.
It's painful, but...
And then you go to Target, and it was almost the same amount just to get school supplies.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the f*** is happening here? I don't like shopping with you guys anymore.
Well, and I am surprised because, as you know, with the Chromebooks and all the, they're in school, but a lot of their stuff is on computer. So I'm surprised that all of the actual school supplies they need outside of computer stuff.
I am too. It's a little frustrating because, even with the Chromebooks, we're still paying the same in fees. And now I'm not going to lie, bad parent, call me whatever you want. I haven't paid fees in like 5 years. What are they going to do? Come after me?
Yes.
I will probably to my high schooler because she's got some more like intricate classes. But for the little, you're going to get it if you get it. Because it's almost $200 in fees.
Right.
Total. Plus the insurance for the Chromebooks, which this year we don't really have a choice. Last year I did not insure them because they were home. And
right.
I took care of them.
Right.
I wasn't too, honestly, the littlest one was the only one that ever scared me. She had this bad habit of holding it by a corner with food in the other hand to try and wobble her way somewhere to eat breakfast and do school at the same time. But, I mean, I'm actually more worried about, shoving in my backpacks. And Sophia, the littlest one, her backpack right now, because they aren't allowed to put supplies in their desk, I guess.
Hmm.
So she's got, five notebooks in there. Her backpack right now is heavy. The Chromebooks are not light.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually more concerned with the weight of the backpacks.
Yeah.
Against the Chromebooks.
Right.
And I don't even know where Katie's going to put hers. She's already got her backpack stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could have told you that before we ever left Target. I was why did you need all these?
She told me. She said it was the eyeglasses. He did it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was the 50-pack of markers.
No, even though I already bought all that. She opened those up. I was like, are you kidding me right now? I have those things. She's like, but there's 50 in here.
Well, and I told you she had the 5-inch binder picked out or something, and I was just like, Jesus, are you putting your Chromebook in that too? Do you really?
So I bought 1.5-inch binders for each of the kids. Even though Sophia's list never actually said they needed a binder, which apparently they did, by the way, because we found out today. And she came home, she said, I need a 3-inch binder. I said, and you're going to put it where?
Mm-hmm.
There is, in that tiny backpack, there is no way a 3-inch binder with work in it is going to fit.
Mm-mm.
She's like, well, she said mine is okay, but she'd prefer a 3-inch. I said, well, she can prefer what she wants, but I forgot how expensive binders actually are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to buy another one. Yours has unicorns on it. It's pretty. We're sticking with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got, the bougie one. No.
And half the time, I feel like they don't really fully utilize those binders anyway.
They don't.
I mean,
she uses the folders, and I empty it. I mean, if you empty it once a month, there's no reason, even if you keep the papers and just put them somewhere, there's no reason for them to have a 3-inch binder's worth of work and carry it. Because this year, they changed everything, and they have to carry everything and keep it self-contained in their backpacks. That is too much. That child in there is 4 feet tall. Okay, she can't keep carrying 50 pounds on her back.
Mm-mm. No, and I don't. It's almost like they're not considering that piece to it. That they're not utilizing their desks or lockers, so they're having to carry everything around. Plus those Chromebooks. They don't. First of all, have a backpack that's big enough to hold all that.
No.
And they're too little. They're little backs. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Katie was born with pretty severe scoliosis that miraculously went away because she shot up so quick. But we keep putting 100 pounds on her back.
Let's think about this. Let's thoroughly think this through. What can we consolidate and not have to carry around?
Oh,
and I don't understand the concept of not being able to use a locker or a desk to store your stuff, because if it's that same child in that same area, what's it matter?
Well, so in elementary now, Sophia has 3 teachers. So she switches class throughout the day. So even though before COVID, in her homeroom class, that was her stuff. That was her desk. And anybody that came in knew that that's not your desk. You're just here for class. So they would bring their little book, do their work, and go on. Unless she's vomiting in her desk, I don't see the purpose in that.
I guess they understand that.
Or they should have given them cubbies.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Cubbies would have been the smart choice there, because I'm sure you can't trust little hands to not dive into a desk.
Maybe.
And I guess that's the logic in not storing it there, but.
I don't know, because like kindergarten and first and second grade, they're in one class.
Mm-hmm.
So that is their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get higher than that, I mean, you know not to touch other people's things. Right?
Well, in theory you do. We have adults out there that prove that's not the case.
This is true.
I'm sure that's the logic in not being able to store stuff in your desk. But like you said, cubbies and...
I think they should have done something just enough to put, like, binders and notebooks in where they can go in the mornings, grab, even if it's all of it, grab all of it, take it to your desk, and then when you go to change classes, put your stuff together, put it up in the cubby.
Take what you need to that class or to the next few classes.
Seems weird to, I can understand in the middle school and the high school probably, it's a pain in the ass. I don't really understand, other than time management, not using the lockers. I don't know. Well, we went and looked at the school and the lockers are zip tied shut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, they're absolutely not.
I don't understand that either.
Because that's self-contained.
Yeah.
I like my conspiracies, unless because of the county we're in and because of the fallout from last year with all of the deaths from certain schools because of violence, if it is a countywide thing to help prevent that. You know, we just saw today, Hawkins County, where Summer Wells is still missing, there was a supposed active shooter. I was going to listen to it and tell you all about it, but for some reason the volume on my computer didn't work today, and I couldn't. But my understanding is that an active shooter call was made, and they locked down the high school, and at the end of it, my also understanding was that it was a hoax.
So just to get out of class.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
You know, the more we it is really hard to keep our resource officers in the schools, especially after last year, in our county. I don't know about your county, but in our county, because everybody wanted them gone, and you know the whole defund the police thing, and guys, it's not working out so well. I don't know if anybody has looked at Knoxville lately, but I feel like it's like driving into Chicago or Detroit. Like, it's kind of scary.
Some areas, definitely.
Okay, the areas that I frequent, kind of scary.
I don't frequent those same areas.
I'm on the lower end. It's where I go to places. And not because I want to, but yeah. We kind of need the police. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to deal with bad police. We need them in the schools. I feel safer with them in the schools. I don't know about anybody else. It's just my opinion. We had resource officers when we were in school.
I don't remember that so much when I was in school. Maybe just because I didn't have any interaction with them or I was always hiding. I don't know. My youngest was always super close to the resource officers, which I didn't know if that was good or bad.
We were too. Dan and I, we went to high school together. So junior and senior year we were together. And we had two resource officers. One was a heavyset white dude that I'm sure he had his following. Ours was a very petite but well-built black woman, and she was awesome, because my group, we would get off the bus, and instantly we would go across the street, because our school was like here, except across the street was nothing but houses. It was a high school set in the middle of neighborhoods, and so we would go across the street and down the road about a block and so, and she would always find us and be like, y'all are going to get me fired. Y'all are going to get me in trouble. And she'd be like, do you have an extra cigarette? And she was, we loved her. She ended up being murdered our senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And the outpouring from the students, you could just by the reaction from the students was how well she was loved in that school.
Mm.
And like I still somewhere have the newspaper clipping from the story.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. She was from a bigger city, and so she would drive into, unlike here where we use Knoxville PD for our resource officers, if I'm correct. She was from Tacoma. We lived in Sumner. And so she came from Tacoma to be our resource officer.
Yeah. Probably to help cover the,
yeah,
the need.
She was amazing, though. And I the violence wasn't at our school. It was a personal issue. But I've seen these people in action. And at least on the elementary, side, the kids really like their resource officers. And it does make them feel safer.
Mm-hmm.
They know that, you know, there's things in place to keep them safe.
And it's good to have that outlet for them and for them to be able to view police officers as a positive thing instead of what sometimes is portrayed on the media so negatively.
Well, and what sometimes portrayed by, you know, other officers in blue that have made bad choices and are just not good people. You know, every resource officer, for the most part, that I've seen here has been pretty great.
Oh, yeah. I think they tend to be more patient and sometimes even have children of their own, so they're a little more understanding with the children. They're a little bit more open to the conversations with the kids instead of seeing them as a bother. And
yeah.
I think that's a good thing to have that kind of bond with them.
Like our,
helps them stay out of trouble.
When we first moved here, the resource officer at the elementary school was a retired police officer, and he was older, and he was so super friendly, and the kids loved him. Then I believe he retired. And then a new one came in. He's very young. He has kids in the school. So he's a dad. And, you know, he's loved just as much for different reasons because he's younger and he's fun and he, you know, he patrols all over the place. He's always moving around somewhere.
Yeah. I like that we have that ability to have those kind of officers so involved in the school. I think that makes a big difference.
When
that situation happens, it pulls.
It, yeah.
Away from that.
And I think last year's situation with Austin East, I mean, we've talked about it before, but I have my own opinion on it, and it's okay not to agree with that opinion. I don't believe that what happened in that school was a reason to try to pull the officers from the school. That was a ridiculous reaction by our mayor. It really set a precedent because she didn't have their back. In a situation that was 100% avoidable by the student and was handled correctly by the officers, she didn't have their back. And she threw them all under the bus. And now look where we're at. Now nobody's doing anything but fighting about having them there. So, no, they won't protect you from COVID, though. Just saying.
Neither will mask in the trash can.
Apparently nothing does, you know. This last week alone, the media has exploded with back and forth. Tucker Carlson is probably one of the few that talks back on the other side of the media. So you've got normal, local, national media over here, and then you've got him. And there's been so much back and forth and contradicting information for like the last 2 weeks that I stopped watching.
Done.
I was like, quit. No matter where you stand on the whole vaccination process, we all have to agree it's getting a little ridiculous. It is becoming a little too much. Did you hear that? The entirety of our military has been mandated.
I didn't hear that had passed.
My understanding is it was passed, but now there's pushback by like 7 senators that are saying it's against the law.
Yeah.
You can't force them to do that.
No.
Which it came from Biden, was passed, and now they're like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You can't actually do that.
Right. Well, I mean, okay, so And I don't know about the military rules, but, I mean, like chicken pox and all those vaccines, those are all optional, right? The ones for our children? No.
No.
The military, those are required.
So if we're looking at children, you still have the ability to get waivers. But if you're looking at service members, like I can't even tell you the things that the Godfather and Dan have been injected with, and they had no choice.
Right.
So they're using that.
Okay.
And that's not okay. You know, they aren't going into a war zone. They don't have zero need for, you know, crazy medicines that maybe they don't agree with to be injected in them when they're at home.
Right.
So I
guess that was kind of my question behind
not their families, as far as I know. It's just the... yeah. And I mean, I argued a few times with doctors there, because after Caitlin, I was still a fairly young parent. It was right at the height of not knowing what caused autism.
Mm-hmm.
And I already had a huge problem with the sheer amount of shots that the kids were getting all at once, all the time. So while my kids are back, I am not an anti-vaxxer. My kids are fully vaccinated, minus this one. I stagger them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would go in, and I would look at the list and be like, okay, well, you can do this, this, and this. I'll come back in a couple weeks, and we'll do the rest.
Right.
And we used to get so much shit from the doctors.
Right.
And I'm like, are you? That's your choice. Leave me alone. They're going to get the vaccine. Leave me alone.
So do you think the requirement for the military now is going to, they're going to use that to kind of, come on down to the rest of us?
I think if that mandate stands, again, it's only my opinion, but I feel like if that mandate is allowed to stand, then we have taken a huge step in the wrong direction for the U.S. where this vaccine is concerned. I am not against people that want to get it. Many of my friends have gotten it. You know, you do you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to judge you or comment to you or try to sell you on the fact that my opinion's different. As a matter of fact, the conversation doesn't normally come up. It has come up, and it's literally been like two words. Are you getting it? No. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Did you get it? Yeah. Oh, cool.
Right.
Because I don't care. Do what you gotta do.
It's your choice.
I mean, I do care. I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, but it's not my choice to make for you. And it shouldn't be the government's choice to make for us. Because that's a slippery slope.
It is.
Once it starts with vaccines, where else do we get to go?
Right.
That's my only worry. I know Dan doesn't always agree with me, but I do think if this is allowed to stand, and they're pushing FDA approval right now, like pushing, you know, Dr. Spot On has stated multiple times that he's hoping for end of September and has outright said that with that will come mandates. My job now is to look and see where those mandates don't apply.
Mm-hmm.
Do they apply on reservations?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get to mandate them too because they're sovereign? If not, then I guess that's where I'll be hiding for a while. Because I'm still not getting it. Literally fuck off. And we've seen other countries, there's been a couple stories out now of children being taken away or not being vaccinated.
Oh, wow. I heard that.
So where do we draw the line here? What happens when they come to your door and tell you that you have to get your children vaccinated then and there? Do we just allow that? Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I wanted the vaccine, fuck you. You don't get to tell me what to do with my kids. That's not how this works.
Right. And if you tell me I have to do something, I'm more inclined
I'm
to not
do it. I'm definitely going to be like, nah.
Because we're women and we're
not going to actually do that.
Not going to happen.
I have a big dog. You need to leave. Yeah, it's just something to think about. Like, Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not, because I think that's a, when it comes to other countries, well, a little more self-contained. And then when we look at the U.S., there's so many constant moving parts. I really think it would be hard to access everybody.
Mm-hmm. Enforce that. Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. It's a scary, scary thought.
It is kind of a scary thought. And again, I mean, I don't care what you do. You believe what you want as far as, like, should you get it or should you not? Should your kids get it? Should they not? That's not my place. Just remember that on the flip side. It's not your place either for other people and their
mm-hmm.
choices. Just saying.
Yeah, because if you got it, you're protected. When you
so I've heard. Yeah. You can still get sick, though.
Mm. Yeah.
And none of us want to get sick. Like, I desperately do not want to get sick. But I desperately don't want to get sick, not enough to get a poke that might make me sick. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, because my luck with anything is I'm going to get the worst case scenario.
Exactly. Like, if anybody's going to have one of those horrible reactions for volunteering, it's going to be me.
Tis true.
Plus, I'm at a point, and I'm sure there's got to be a lot of people out there that they could be the safest thing in the world, but we've spent a year and a half of story changing. There's no trust anymore. I don't trust COVID. I don't trust masks. I don't trust the vaccines. I don't trust the stories or the numbers or the hospitals anymore. I don't. Who do we trust now? There's no trust left, guys. Like, there is so little truth. I feel like a parent with a really shitty kid. Like, I don't trust you anymore. And until you earn that trust back, you can rightly fuck off.
Yeah, I agree completely.
And
there are probably a handful of people that I would trust to give me a true and valid dissertation on the pros and cons. And even those handful of people can be swayed back and forth, you know, in conversation and or of those people, they all differ in opinions and give facts about why. So, yeah,
not only that,
it's hard.
Like, the facts that they're given, are they the facts that are true?
Mm-hmm.
Again, like, now we're asking professionals to give us their opinion on it. What do they trust? But where are they getting their information from? Because
mm-hmm.
if they're getting their information from the same place that we are,
right?
I'm over it. I literally would rather lock down then have to keep listening to it.
But the conversation is not going to die down anytime soon,
no,
unfortunately.
No, it's not. It's actually exhausting. But, yeah. Have you heard the latest on Summer Wells' case? Yes.
Probably not as detailed as you have.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really listened. So I didn't listen to the interview, even though the interview room did interview Dawn, but
it's from that,
right? There's been a lot of people. I guess Dawn did another interview, or he released the phone interview. He finally released all the parts to it, and so people have gone through and obviously they've listened to it. And
so the only piece that I listened to or saw something about was something about him saying, I can't remember the exact phrasing, but it was something like she put her in her car or
yeah.
something like that. And then there was a breakdown of, you know, what that could mean by a professional. And, you know,
because he constantly makes and
mm-hmm. like, was that just a flip or was that like just an error in pronouns, like you said, or, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you really don't know. The more you hear, the more confusing it gets, just like when we talked about it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and then you got, so one of their neighbors, who's about 2 miles away, the wife of what's the word? sexual predator, I guess.
Oh.
Anyway, he'd just been out of prison for like 2 months, and she actually called TBI with a tip because she was worried that he had something to do with it because he's like 2 miles from their house.
Wow.
And knows the area.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody was, because you and I talked about it, if somebody was to get up in the woods and
mm-hmm.
stalk them.
You're 2 miles away. You know the area. You could do that easily.
Right. Right. So I haven't heard any more on that, but I think they had actually looked into him in the beginning. I don't know if they cleared him because I know multiple times now law enforcement has said that nobody is off the table. That everybody is on the table right now. Mom and dad haven't been cleared. Obviously, Hunter, his mom, dude up the road, none of them have been cleared. And then Don came out and was talking, I want to say it was when he was talking to Chris, to the interview room, was talking about he had a guy that worked for him, and the day he fired him was the day that Summer disappeared.
Hmm.
And so there's a lot of speculation on how convenient that is.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Don just doesn't know when to shut up. I feel like he might be digging his own grave. I would hate to think he had something. I mean, I would hate to think that any parent would have something to do with their child missing. But I feel like he's kind of digging his own grave. Candace doesn't get out there and talk. We haven't even really heard any more out of like Hunter and Allie.
Mm-mm.
But Don has been all over the place.
Which sounds like a personality trait where he just wants to be heard, and if he has an audience, he's going to talk.
Yeah, yeah. And he definitely talks a lot. So
to his own detriment.
Yeah, I feel like...
Bless it.
And I feel like he forgets that law enforcement is watching all of that. Like, everything that he says, they're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
They're hearing it. They're seeing the comments. It would be pretty stupid to think that they don't watch his social media.
Right.
Because he doesn't shut up.
But for the most part, the social media posts he does put out that I have seen all seem just very scattered and not very coherent.
Yeah, I mean, you think he's in drunk or a mess.
Rants about religion and family and stuff.
But he does use the devil a lot, and that the devil is who took Summer, and it just... His words, sometimes I'm like, I would like to think it's not you. I'm beginning to think it's you.
But you're not making it easy.
Now you're weird again. See, when he shut up for 2 days, it was kind of nice. So I do want to just keep her in, you know, keep her relevant. We don't see as many updates anymore, which is unfortunate. But she has been gone for about 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't feel like we're any closer to knowing what happened than we were 2 months ago when she initially disappeared.
No.
So
sadly.
Would like to keep her in the forefront. You know, we want her found. And I was just talking to the moms down at the bus stop today about this because there are so many stories that happen in Tennessee. It's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing for it. What the fuck? Oh, not funny. Sorry, it's nervous laughter. It's inappropriate. I curse. But Tennessee has some of the most incredibly insane and horrible stories when it comes to child abuse. You know, we've got Summer, obviously, and I'm not saying she was abused. It's just a dumpster fire of a story and family. But then you have Evelyn Boswell, here before COVID, and her and mom, who was also, her whole family was also another walking dumpster fire of miscommunication and covering for each other, and nobody really ever knew. Had they not found her body on that property, we would have never known what happened to her.
Didn't it take a while to find that?
Yes.
Find her? So that's what...
In a bin with her own toys.
And that's what I don't understand, is if they go through and they do that initial search,
like, what,
was her body put later, or did they miss it, or, I mean...
It was in a shed on the property, so I don't know, and I still one of the worst things for me, being somebody who watches these things, is never getting the answer of why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they always take these plea deals so that these parents don't have to get up on a stand and explain why the hell they did what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I want an answer.
Right.
Like, that was a tiny baby.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Right. With so many people out there that are wanting and willing to
take
babies on.
Well, and she had a huge family.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa obviously cared about this child because he reported her missing.
Mm-hmm.
Should have given her to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. And then you have a family, is it Harriman? I don't remember what, I think it was, but I don't remember, that their son was living in the house that they lived in while raising him, and then they moved into another house. And at some point, the house that the son was living at, they found a body of a foster child that they had adopted that had been dead for like 6 years, and then found another one at the house where they moved to. These were kids that they adopted.
Wow.
Where do I live?
And we're continuing to receive benefits, I'm assuming, on those children.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, it's so sad.
I just don't understand. I mean, I get it. My kids are assholes. Sometimes. The thought of putting them in a closet for like an hour to shut them up, I mean, it does run through my mind, but I don't follow through.
Well, because you have the coping skills to not do that.
I locked myself in the closet, actually.
Or go have a shot of Fireball.
In the closet with the door locked.
And, you know, before I became a parent, I thought, how in the world could somebody do those things? After becoming a parent, I understood how someone with less coping skills, less ability to reach out for help, I finally understood how people could cross that line.
Some people.
Right. When they don't have those coping mechanisms.
Right.
That is normal people, for lack of a better word, have, you know. But I no, it's never acceptable. There's always a way out. There's always, you know,
there's
a place to go or
to
something.
Them.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen it, and I know this parent got a lot of hate for a long time on social media. It was a mom of a boy with special needs, and she'd taken him to the hospital and left him there. He was probably like 12. He was obviously malnourished. He wasn't well taken care of.
Mm.
She was overwhelmed. Rather than hurt him, though, and physically abuse him and kill him, she took him somewhere where he was safe and she was safe.
Right.
Was it the best choice to just throw him in there and abandon him? No.
But it was
but
a I'm better
sure
choice.
She was probably at the point, it seemed like she was at a point of desperation of either he goes here or something's going to happen.
Right. So, yes, that's never a good thing. However, that's definitely a better choice.
They don't offer a lot for kids. You know, we always have those safe havens for newborns.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really always know what's going on with your kid at newborn, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that a lot of special needs kids are, for lack of better words, it's exhausting. It's exhausting and it's frustrating, and sometimes you hate yourself and sometimes you hate them. And all of those feelings are valid because they're in the moment. I think people just forget that nobody is actually prepared for those situations.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is. You can't prepare yourself to have a violent child or one that you can't understand or one that needs 24/7 care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so incredibly blessed that both of my kids are on the easy end of their spectrums. And while frustration has happened and desperation has happened and tears have happened, you know, we have things at our disposal or at our accessible to us that helped us learn how to cope through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Katie had the most wonderful therapist for like 5 years, and this chick lived in our house, basically. She was there 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. She was as much part of the family as anybody else, and taught us how to cope with her.
Right.
And then taught her how to live with us.
Right. Yeah. And then, I mean, even just, like I said, becoming a parent at a young age myself, I wasn't prepared for just a normal, quote-unquote, child, much less a child with special needs. I mean, having a child, period, you can't prepare for, and you, I mean,
no, you
it's
can't.
Hard.
You can't.
So then, if you have one with any kind of special needs, that just adds to that problem, and not everyone is able to, like, to deal with that, or, you know, on the spectrum or not, normal, not, you know, ADHD, whatever. I mean, it's just, it's hard.
Yeah, you look at Kate, at our daughter, she's literally one of the most chill people 90% of the time. She's super chill. She really just, like, nothing really fazes her. She does get her feelings hurt now. She's learned to feel feelings. So she gets her feelings hurt every now and then. But for the most part, I rarely see her without a smile, unless she's not feeling good. But as a kid, she was that way. You know, she go to 7 o'clock on the dot. She was ready for bed. She was lights out. She wants you to hold her. You just put her in bed and go. But then there would be those moments where something in her world was just not right, and we would go from that super chill little kid to violent tantrums that were ear splitting, and I wasn't prepared for that. I don't do tantrums. And I have a very snap temper, and so. Now, that took a lot of work because the minute she would drop to the floor and start screeching in the middle of a store, I was like, what the fuck? Shut up!
What is wrong?
And that was even when we had a diagnosis. Like, I really thought she was just a psychotic two-year-old. Like, I just had the worst two-year-old ever. And then when we got a diagnosis, the doctor made a comment because I laughed when he, like, this solemn moment where he's like, you know, we know what's going on and we know what's happening. You know, your daughter's autistic. And I laughed. And he looked at me and he was like, that was a really weird reaction.
And
I was like, it's really not, though. She's 5 now. I'm just happy to know that I'm not the crazy one.
This is legit.
There is something wrong with her.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. She's perfect. But in that moment, I was like, it was not me. Okay, I got this.
Yeah. I know there is something that's not correct.
Like,
and
now I got
to deal with it.
All those things she does, because she would empty toothpaste containers and shampoo containers, because she really liked to watch the liquid at the sink. And so mouthwash, shampoo, hand soap, toothpaste, lotion, everything went into my sink. And much past an age where we would do those things. And I was really starting to lose my mind. Like, I thought I was going to lose my mind. I didn't know what was wrong. She ate markers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're going to die.
What's that? The age of non-talk.
What is wrong with you? So, yeah, you know, and I get that there are parents out there that wouldn't have had that reaction and wouldn't have found 90% of what she did as being just like, what? And would have lost their temper. I spent a lot of time to scratch my head. But why did you do that? Yeah. Just saying. It is out there. It's not always expensive. It's not always inaccessible. There are so many programs that are meant for families who are in stress and under the poverty line. But you can get help. Don't think that you can't get it and then just give up on your kid, because that's just going to make you feel worse.
Yeah, and there's online support, online groups. Facebook is full of support groups you can join for any and everything, you know.
Absolutely. And
those are all free.
During COVID, when we were all kind of left to fend for ourselves as far as like doctors and therapies and, you know, for so long those things were cut off, there is a place there's a website called NAMI, N-A-M-I, and if you put in NAMI and your state, then they will locate all of those resources for you, and they're pretty great. They also have, like, support groups that are in person, and some are Zoom, and, like, there, it's a really great foundation, and I would honestly, organization, but however it's worded, but I would definitely look into it, because we used it. It was really great.
Yeah, you just have to have the ability to swallow your pride, ask for help, and look. So,
all right, we are gonna I'm going to take a quick break so I can make my brain work again. But we'll be right back. So.
Falling from Grace, we'll be right back.
Dripping down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave. These will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost, and I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you loved me, you would tell me you never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you would stop and never go. But you just turn your back to me and say, I guess I'd
just now joining us. We had a nice long talk about vaccines in school, a little bit about Summer Wells and, you know, the shitty parents of Tennessee. Not all of you, just the shitty ones. So if you'd like to call in and talk to us, the number is 718-664-9735, or you can join us on our Facebook Live feed and interact there. Boom. There you go. So the guy in glasses and Danielle just celebrated their 1 year anniversary.
We did.
And they went on a special date.
Yeah, we went to the drive-in movies.
My kids, the first thing that they said when I told them, because, you know, WCM gets together every week on Friday, minus, well, think it's everybody that's on the stations. Minus Guy Glasses' host when he starts. But we are together on Friday nights, and because we're geeks and we play D&D, and Danielle just sits there and has to endure us. He wasn't here on Friday. So I was like, no, they had a date night. And I will put it out there that they all were like, no, Thursday's date night.
And it normally is. It normally is. With what we were doing back to school shopping Thursday night.
Yes.
So we didn't get to do date night.
They went out with, you know, Miss Katie on Thursday and spoiled her stupid rotten. And then on Friday, they went to the drive-in. And not one of my kids knew, except maybe Austin. None of them knew what a drive-in theater was.
Well, while we were there, we were saying we need to do a family night there. Because, you know, we could bring the truck, bring the van, bring, you know, camping chairs, whatever, and just sit out there and enjoy it. Because it's cheap entertainment, relatively. There's spaces the kids can go out and throw a ball or bring cornhole boards or whatever and play while we're watching the movie. Now, usually, you know, the early show is kid-friendly and the second
right.
one is not, but this theater seems to have both kid-friendly. So food was less than desirable,
yeah.
and that's what I was looking forward to.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How do you mess up nachos and popcorn? But it was stale, and I'm hoping it was just a fluke. I really have high hopes because I love food.
Did you see your popcorn? Here's my problem with it, okay? Because The Godfather just went to the movies not that long ago with Caitlin, and they went and saw a movie. She brought half a bucket of incredibly buttery popcorn, which I partook in that night. But then it sat out all night into the next afternoon, and when I tasted it then, it was still good. So how long did your popcorn have to sit out?
To muck it up.
That
yeah.
was a lot of time for
yeah.
the air to be on my popcorn.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was just and he was like, oh, it can't be that bad. We'll take it with us. And so we did, and he halfway down the road was like, why did we bring this? Because it was
so
a
horrible.
Ginormous tub. Like, it took two arms to wrap around it for me.
He's like, can I just buy a cup first, test it, please? Popcorn stuff.
And he bought a large, of course, which was a giant tub. And I was just like, I'm sorry, but I can't finish it. Like, we fed it to the dogs. And we just,
so sad.
Like, no, there's no fixing this. It's not fixable.
Sometimes I wonder if it's like a bad batch of kernels, because I know we air pop popcorn for holidays, and there's been a couple times where we'll get a batch out of the air popper, and I'm like, why does it taste like that?
Yeah, it just and it tasted kind of like just oil, like there was no butter and not enough salt. I don't know. He ordered extra butter. I don't know. I was disappointed in that, but the theater was cool. It was very relaxed. It wasn't super, super crowded. There was an empty space on either side of us, if not two on one side maybe.
Which is actually kind of weird.
It was weird. And we got there early because we were afraid.
Well, when I first heard about that place, there were people constantly saying, you know, you're going to need to get in line like an hour early because they're going to cut it off and then you won't be able to get in. And I'm like, well, that's why we've never made the trip up there.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't want to sit in line for an hour and then not get in.
Right. Well, and the gates opened at 7, and the movie didn't start till like 9:05 or whatever. I'm still a little later than that. But they were playing music. They were playing like old music, oldies. And they, you know, like I said, there was places for the kids to go play. I told him, I was like, we should have brought our deck of cards because we'll do that a lot of times in the evening when he gets home from work, and we'll just like sit and play cards, play Rummy or whatever. I was like, we could have sat in the car and just done this while we waited, you know. You know, eating, I don't know, there's just plenty to entertain yourselves for that amount of time. But we got there at like 7:30, 7:45, and we still could have waited until way later. So, but it may have been just a fluke. It may have been, you know, back to school
Friday
weekend.
Night? That's true.
Yeah.
There'll probably be a slowdown now that school's in.
Right. And they have a single showing Thursday evenings a little bit earlier in the night. And then they have one, of course, Saturday, but he works Saturday. So Friday would be our only time.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, I played Space Jam first, which was a good movie. It was, you know, I'm not big into the cartoon stuff, even if it's designed for adults.
I'm a child, so I watch all the cartoon stuff.
Dying glasses too, so I'm not so much, but it was good. But I was tired because I had worked all day, got up early for me, you know, so, and I didn't get a nap, and I usually nap in the evenings waiting on him to get home. So I was pretty tired.
About now. Yes. My first one in forever, and I kind of woke up a little lost, and it was only an hour.
Yeah.
And I got yelled at, so I was like, what happened?
Sometimes you just need a nap. It's fine.
You can listen. There are people that will make a point of taking a nap. Like, I'm going to take a nap. I don't feel good. I'm going to go to sleep. And then there are people like me that it just happens. I wasn't actually planning on it. I was sitting up against some soft pillows. I had a warm blanket on. There was something on the TV that was kind of boring. I don't have great eyes, so when I'm tired and I'm trying to look at my phone, it makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I just laid my phone down and laid my head down, and that was it.
The end.
That was
done.
It. And I was warm and cozy. At least I had the good sense, though, because I was supposed to make another trip out yesterday to go get some medicine for Austin, and I knew that wasn't going to happen. Like, I already knew. I was starting to feel pretty drowsy. I was like, it's not going to happen. I don't want to go out again. And so I texted the godfather and was like, can you just stop and do it for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he forgot.
Of course.
So he made it all the way to the house. And the minute he walked in the house, because I was only a little asleep at that point, I just wasn't sharing that I was awake.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him say, oh, shit. I forgot something. And then I heard the door close, and then, yeah.
At least you remembered. Bless them. So I managed to not fall asleep, and that was the deal. It was, if we're at home, we're playing games, I'm good. But if we're at home and we sit down to watch a movie, 30, 45 minutes in, and I'm done.
Like that, yeah.
I don't know how it happens. I'm just like, I wake up, and he's like, did you like the movie? I'm like, yeah, it was great. You didn't watch any. I was like, I'm sorry.
There have definitely been movies where I'm like, I tried.
There's some that I'm really into, but I just can't help it. I mean, you know, because I'm still, and I'm not doing anything. Like, I always have to be doing something with my hands or, you know, watching TV or playing on my phone while we're watching TV. Like, I just do that. And I'll say, so if we're at home, I'm like, so is the ending worth it? Like, should I watch the ending?
Watch it today.
But, so for the drive-in, like, that was the deal, is we'll go, but you can't sleep. And at one point, I was like, I just need, like, a little nap.
You can't rest.
About 10 minutes for me to wake up. But I stayed awake, and so there's, like, you know, 20, 30 minutes between movies, and you know, went to the bathroom and walked around the car, and he went and got another round of snacks and the popcorn. And so he comes back, and we're, like, sad about the popcorn, and we're having that discussion, and we're sitting there, and we're waiting on the movie, and he's like, are you going to make it? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm drunk. I'm guzzling on my Coke, you know. And finally, he's like, would you rather just leave and go have a drink? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I really want to watch Jungle Cruise, I think was the next one with The Rock.
I want to see that.
And I want to see it too. Not at 11:30, 12 o'clock
yeah,
at night.
No.
Like, starting a movie at that time, I'm not going to make it.
I wouldn't either.
I'm
That's
not.
The thing. Like, once, I'm pushing it at 9. When we watch movie at 9, and it's especially, like, we do a lot of Marvel, and so those movies are like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And so I have to, like, think about how well I've done during the day, and am I tired? Because those interest me, and so I'm like, I'll be okay with that. But if we see a movie at like 10, and it's not one I really want to see, there's a fairly decent chance I'm not watching the end of that movie. I usually get in trouble, but
yeah.
I can't help it. Like, you can't get mad at somebody.
Because they fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
I get intended. Sit up and take the blanket off. I'm cold. I'm tired. Now I'm getting all pissy.
Well, and he knows, like, the way to keep me up, if I can't, like, you know, be on Facebook or whatever, you know, is to give me food. Like, if I'm eating, I'm going to be awake. I've never fallen asleep with food in my mouth, you know. Like, so that was the popcorn. And when it was shit, it was like, well, damn. What are we going to do now? How are we going to keep her awake? So yeah, I was like, I really want to watch this movie, and if you want to stay, we can stay. Otherwise, we're going to go to our local hangout and meet our friends who were all sad that we weren't going to be there anyway, because, you know, they were like, oh, you have a night off and you're not, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, so we ended up doing that instead, which was fun. But so I definitely want to go back again to the drive-in, but we need to have more people so that we can keep each other awake or a nap before
we
go.
I'm going to bring a water gun. Every time I see your eyes closed, I'm just going to be like...
I can see this being a TikTok.
This is what happens when you bet you fall asleep. God, speaking of TikToks, I'm pretty sure that when I can get Danielle here early enough, we will be doing some face masks.
Oh, yeah.
And that should be entertaining because it'll do pain well. I mean, tattoos I do well, but, like, pain...
I don't
do that well.
Yeah, and this is a charcoal face mask.
The black one?
The black one.
I've been looking for the black one, and
it
was not
here
and
every year. Yeah, no,
this
is the black one.
This is the one that I wanted, although I did put that one on, and I don't female well. And so when I just put it on, and then I started killing it, and then I realized my mistake halfway through, and I was like, oh, excuse me, my eyebrows. It took a lot of hot water.
Well, and
some nails.
And us girls, I mean, we don't have facial hair, but we have peach fuzz on our faces.
Yes.
And that stuff pulls hair and
as you get a little older, there are certain spots that are a little softer. Like, where the skin isn't as tough as it used to be. And then you're like, your eyes, it's those weird moments where you do something and your eyes instantly cry and you're just like, what happened?
So I was going to say, the first time I did this mask, of course, I was by myself. It was before the guy in glasses, and that's kind of what I did in the evening to entertain myself. Was, let's just put on a face mask and see what happens. And... the first time I put it on, I was ripping it off, and I think it was probably around my nose, you know, in those sensitive areas on your nose, and, I mean, I was crying literal tears, too. I was just like, this is a bad idea. Why did I want to do this? And I didn't see the results I expected. Like, I expected my face to be clean, blackheads gone, and just to look marvelous, and I was like, I don't see any difference here.
Why
did I just do that? So sad. Yeah, and that's the reason I didn't wash it off, because I wanted to, you know, because in theory,
everything
is
like
yours.
Yeah.
So I think included in that, we need to make the guys participate.
That's what I was just thinking, like, how many people can we get to do it with us?
Yeah.
It would be funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be hilarious. Maybe not, I don't know about the guys, the other guys, because they got... facial hair?
Well, the guy in glasses can do, like, the nose and the, like, cheeks. Like, he can do that area right there, maybe the forehead. I think we can get him to do it. I mean, we know, as women, we can get him to do it. We can beg and say pretty please.
I can't promise the language is going to be kid-friendly, because I obviously am not a kid-friendly. I was at the bus stop today, and I was so hot by the time the bus showed up, and I forgot that my neighbor brought her little girl to the bus stop to wait for her high schooler. Whatever. But we were all talking, and I see the bus lights, and before I thought that it was in my head and not coming out of my mouth, I just was like, Jesus Christ, fucking shit. I'm sorry. And my other friend over here is cracking up, and I'm like, I don't know why I did that. Sorry. I'm sorry, little girl.
So I have siblings in Florida, and we know it's hot there. So, you know, my kids, we used to go visit every summer, and one of my sisters always says it's hot as balls out. So my younger kid was probably 5, 6, 7. We come home. She's at vacation Bible school. She was outside. It's hot. She says, it's hot as balls out here. My dad, of course, is there with her. And he doesn't talk like that. I had a little bit of reprimanding. So I was going to say, at least it wasn't like your child that said all that stuff in front of the other parents.
It could be, though. I get reprimanded every time we go back to Oklahoma. It's a little different now that my grandma is gone and my grandpa isn't at home anymore. Because at grandma's house, I had to physically put myself in the mindset of I'm going home, I'm going to grandma's, this is how we talk at grandma's, and I'm having the same talk with my kids. My 12-year-old has suddenly, he's going to get himself caught up because I just don't like it. I'm not a religious person, but I don't like it. He says Jesus a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what did you just say? I know. It's like an oxymoron.
I can say it, but you can't.
I'm like, don't say that. But we couldn't say that at grandma's house. We can say, oh, my God. We can say, oh, my gosh.
No.
I was notorious for gag me with a spoon. Couldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, it was goodness gracious. My grandma always said, if you got to say something, mm-hmm. say goodness gracious. Little did I know until I got older, though, that my grandma cussed like a sailor under her breath. And I was like, wait, what? What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. That's not fair. She's like, well, your grandpa doesn't like it. Yeah, that's true. My grandpa's very old-fashioned. He cusses, but he does not like women, too.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very, very old-fashioned view on women,
mm-hmm.
And everything else under the sun that is unacceptable now.
So, as I said, my dad, you know, my family, they did not, they don't cuss, they don't drink, they don't do any of those things, and they're very straight and narrow, Southern Baptist, you know.
<That's a lot>.
So that's how I was raised. So
we're
having dinner a couple of weeks ago with my dad and my stepmom. Nine Glasses is with me, and we know he cusses like sailor, and he does all the things that are bad. Well, there's that. And I mean, I love him dearly, but right. Every time he opens his mouth, like my asshole's sucking up seat because I just know it's coming, and I'm like, put my hands on his leg, like, please, please don't cuss, please don't, please tell the story of that cussing, please, please, please. He did really good, but I was sweating.
It's hard though. It's hard because I still. So I mean, my mother does not use the same amount of language that I do. I don't know why I have such a potty mouth. I feel like it enhances my language.
I've been married to military.
Yes. And I don't really have great people skills. Like, I barely have friends. Okay, I have like two to my name, and female friends. I have a whole group. That's family. Doesn't really count. But I have like two friends to my name. Okay, and thankfully, they accept the fact that I have a horrible mouth. I'm not ladylike. I don't even know how my husband puts up with it. But, yeah, when I go home, I don't know how many reprimands I've gotten because my kids will pop out with something and my mom will just dead face me and be like, really? You let them say that? I mean, in my own four walls, yes. I didn't know they were going to bring it to your four walls.
Well, I mean, I'm
not going to spank them now, though, because they say it in my four walls.
Yeah, and I mean, of all the things that could happen, like, is that the worst? No. Well, like, don't say some things.
Now, I will say, when we go home this time, we have my baby there. He's very impressionable. I'm going to try to make them tone it down. If he repeats me, I'm an adult, and I can use that excuse. But I don't know. I have a thing. If they slip up and they cuss in the house, it really doesn't, like, we're coming from a family where the men encourage them to do it and have paid them to do it. So are we really teaching them love and chum? Also, they're just words. There are certain words that are completely off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Completely off the table. But a shit and a fuck is probably not going to break the bank.
And I feel like it's better to teach, not teach them, but let them be around those things and just teach them the time and the respect and the proper place to use those.
And my littles aren't allowed to just walk around the house, throw it out there. Now, when my oldest discovered that he was, I would say 16 is when the dads were like, I mean, it's whatever. just use whatever language you want. That kid, at times, has put me to shame. And I don't get shocked by it anymore. I can't even imagine my mama now coming to visit during one of his rants, especially at the D&D table. She might have a heart attack. I will have to feed her a lot of alcohol. She gets her eyes get really large, and she's like, I can't believe you talk like that. Are you for real right now? Who raised him? You can't believe he talks like that? Or you don't want to believe he talks. Because I feel like I can totally believe he talks like that. I remember the first time I dropped the F-bomb in front of my dad because he decided he wanted to play poker.
Mm.
And I'm a little
competitive,
especially with them, because my mom is like notorious for talking about how good she plays poker, and then my dad plays poker. I remember who else we were playing with. Probably the godfather. He did something, and it wasn't right, and I called him a motherfucker. And my mom dropped her coffee, and my dad just stared at me and was like, what? I think I was 18. I'd never cussed in front of them ever. That was a shining moment. That was breaking them in. He was like, what? I was like, listen, it's poker. I don't feel like this counts.
This is no longer family night. This is,
it's like a little bubble here, right? Right?
Like
in a bubble, and it's okay to call you a motherfucker.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't think I've cussed in front of my dad. I mean, he about disowned me when he saw my tattoo. So the guy in glasses, you know, has a tattoo on his finger. So every time
I do
too, and he wants the other one anyway. If he's listening. But he knows I don't necessarily like it. And he does cover it with a Band-Aid for me in front of my dad. But he's like, how long do you think this is going to go on before your dad's like, how is that finger always injured?
I think the longer it goes, dad's going to get older and he's going to stop noticing your fingers.
That's what I said. My dad's vision is shit. He probably doesn't notice, you know. And poor fella, he showed up to my grandmother's funeral, the receiving friend, and had forgotten to put a Band-Aid on it. And, of course, had to shake everyone's hand. And every time his hand came out, I was like,
Don't look at it. Using your hand.
He was like, I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, you know, it's you.
It doesn't really matter what they think of you.
No, it doesn't.
We want everybody to love him because he's lovable.
Well, that's what I said.
Questionable choices with his tattoo.
And but, I told him, I said, I don't expect you to cover up who you are. I just want you to put your best foot forward because,
we're older, and that's what we do.
And this is a more judgmental society. The area that we live in, and with that kind of background, there is more firsthand judgment. And I've made questionable choices in the past with relationships. So, you know, I'm like, you're going to get judged first based on my choices and men, and I'm so sorry.
You know, I got very lucky in that when I was a kid, I grew up Catholic, and, you know, I'd go with my grandma to the Catholic church, but she was not consistent. She was really only going to church when she felt like she needed to talk to God. My grandpa didn't go to church because he doesn't like to leave his house because he genuinely hates people.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't his thing. He wanted to talk to God. He talked to him out in the woods. And I grew up with a bunch of heathen cousins. I did. And so we had cousins that my grandparents are super, super old-fashioned, okay? To the point that I've had a couple times trying to school my grandmother on racism.
Wow.
Yes, because she would use the phrase color people. And I'm like, grandma.
Yes.
We don't actually say that. You don't say that in public, please.
Mm-mm.
She called me one day because I had friends over. My uncle ratted me out because he was in the apartment across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, I don't know who those people are. There's a lot of them, and they're all color people.
Oh, gosh.
And so I got phone calls after they left asking if I had people over and were they color people. And I was like, okay, number one, stop saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, at the time, it was like 2009. Either way, I was like, we're in the 2000s now, Grandma. We don't say that anymore, okay? They're just people. They were here. They're my friends. Well, you got to be careful because your uncle said they look kind of rough. I was like, you know me, right? I'm kind of rough. But I don't look it. I'm kind of rough. She's like, Tia, just be careful. Okay, well, I'll be careful if you don't ever call me and talk to me like that again. Stop saying those words. So I have cousins, though, that have, and most of us are natives. Okay, my grandparents are super white. Put that out there. So they already got colored people in their family. Literally. Half of my cousins married interracially. Half of them are covered in tattoos. Some of them couldn't decide for a long time if they're straight or gay. Some of them still don't know. So there's a huge mix in there, and I felt very lucky enough because I didn't feel singled out. Like, if I made a bad choice and got a tattoo or something, nobody noticed at that point. I was, like, down the line. Mm-hmm. Many other people had already screwed up.
Right.
So nobody actually said anything. Plus, I was my grandpa's favorite, so he never really said anything anyway.
Yeah, and I'm the oldest of that side of the family, and was always, for lack of better terms, the goody-goody, you know, straight A's and didn't do anything wrong, you know. So
I'm rough, but I did good at school.
Right, and, you know, okay. never did anything wrong. So when I got pregnant at an early age, that was the first falling out. You know?
That was like, she did what?
You know, so that was when I started becoming, I guess, the black sheep of the family. And now of all the cousins and even my sister, which I don't claim, you know, I'm still the black sheep. I still have my distance from the family just because it's just, we're just different people.
There's always
different people.
One of us, though. Like, it all, and I say now I'm the youngest in my family. There's obviously cousins that were younger because generations, I don't know. But in my immediate cousins, because I have so many, cousins, that I can only look at the ones that I know. Because on Facebook, I have them all. Half of them I've never met.
Mm-hmm.
They're just there. I would say, even though I managed to have a stable life, never did drugs, didn't go to jail, didn't sell drugs, got good grades in school, went to college, I'm still, like, other than with my grandpa, I'm still, like, out there, and I'm like, what? I'm the only one who did normal things. Why am I the one?
Oh.
You're right. The dude sitting in prison, he's awesome. And you get the people that are like, have you written him? No. Why? Well, he's family. No. Not today, he's not. Maybe in 20 when he gets out. But today, he's just the dude in prison. Why would I write him? Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Why is he the favorite? No, ma'am.
Just wait.
I'm sure he's still receiving the mess up in there. I'll stick over here. Because I've seen my cousins, and they would try to make you do something for them, like, you know, smuggle a cell phone in or something for them while they're in prison. No, I'm not actually. That is not the life I want to live.
No, thank you.
I'm not about that. I'm gonna stay over here in my little white red lane where I don't get in trouble and only drink a lot.
At home.
That's what I'm going to do. And that too. Like, I found out a few times with Danielle and the guy in glasses, and we have a great time, and I don't drive. But for the most part, like, I'm just happy drinking at home or at someone's house because I know I'm safe. I don't even want to be that. I have made those choices in life. I got very lucky in life to have not been pulled over, didn't get in an accident, and I definitely tell my kids about it because I don't want them to make those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I made a lot of bad choices when I was younger as far as getting behind a wheel after going out front. Don't do that.
No, don't. There's always somebody to call somewhere to stay.
Especially now, there's so many bad drivers on the road already. You might not even be the one causing the accident.
Don't call sober. stone cold sober people that can't drive. So sad.
I'm also going to put that one on Tennessee, too.
You hate the Tennessee. I don't know. I've driven in a lot of places because of work, and New Jersey sucks pretty bad.
I've never been to Jersey.
Oh, they're terrible.
I've heard New York is pretty bad.
You know what? New York was actually less bad than Jersey. It was awful. Like, it was, I can't even begin to describe how bad it was. Some places in California that were kind of sketchy driving.
Well, I mean, okay.
Texas was awful.
Sketchy driving, yes, but I know I made the drive from Washington State to the bottom of California, and it did not stress me out like driving here does. And that's like passing through L.A. And when you take the exit, because you're not supposed to take the exit, and you drop down into what looks like Compton, and then you realize you probably shouldn't be there in the middle of the night, and you should probably get back on the highway, still wasn't like here. It's a 24-hour drive. Like, and I will say, the motto in California is that everything is 20 minutes away. And no matter where you live, you want to go to Malibu, you want to go to L.A., you want to go to Hollywood, it's 20 minutes away. That is a lie. Because when traffic is bad in California, it's like six lanes of traffic, if not more. I can't even tell you how wide their highways or freeways are anymore. I know when I was there, I almost swear it was like lanes going either way. And you have to be very aggressive when you drive in California. Like, if you want over, you better just get over. Because don't second guess yourself.
Yep, commit.
If you're doing it, just do it. Because the person behind you will run you over.
Mm-hmm.
But it still didn't stress me out like here does. And that was 12 lanes of traffic.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here in places can be stressful, but
I haven't gotten up on a freeway here in like 2 years.
Wow.
I won't do it. As a matter of fact, I have anxiety attacks when my GPS accidentally pops me up on one until I can get to the next exit to get back off of it, because I don't want to be there. No. It drives the kids, it drives the oldest crazy, because he's like, you know, it only takes so-and-so 15 minutes to get someplace. It takes you half an hour. And I'm like, it's a nicer drive, though.
It's pretty.
We get to see things. As a matter of fact, I did find out that you can take nothing but back roads from where we are in Tennessee straight to tiny town Hartsford, Oklahoma. Nothing but back roads. Never once did I get on 40.
Is it the same distance to drive it?
So when you look at it on the GPS, obviously things take us longer because there's a lot of people to get in and out of the car when bathroom breaks happen. But GPS time, it only added 2 hours. And I was like, for 2 hours to not be on I-40? We're doing that. It's a little sketchy in some places, I won't lie.
Yeah.
Some of those roads were like wrong turn level.
Yeah.
Like there's a cornfield over here and a wire fence over here, and I don't see a gas station for the next 20 miles. Like, and it's like one tiny little dirt road going through, I swear to God, somebody's pasture. And I'm like, did we take the wrong turn? This doesn't feel like incorporated anything. A back road, yes.
Do you hear banjo music?
Yeah, like the first trip we took, I was like, I really feel like I don't know if we're going the right way. And then, you know, sometimes you get in those places where the GPS cuts out, and then you're just like, okay, I guess we're just going to drive straight.
It's going to keep here. Now, that's what I would be more concerned about, is running out of gas, not having signal. I mean, you can pull over the side of the road and have a bathroom break, but you can't pull over anywhere and get gas.
Well, it freaked
especially at night.
It freaked my dad out enough that first trip home by myself, because it was just me and the kids. Normally I have the godfather with me, but it was just me and the kids. And it freaked him out enough that he bought me AAA for that trip. He was like, that way, if something happens, you can call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Might take him a while to get there, but somebody will be there. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Like, I don't know how to drive on a back road, but fine. Although we all know that you can't actually trust me, because I can't gauge the fact that, you know, probably should have filled up when it was a quarter of a tank, because now we're obviously on a stretch where there's not a gas station for a very long time. We ghosted into a couple places.
Yeah, you have to tank of gas. You don't have to fill up. How about we just do that?
Yes, because I was in such a rush to get home. I was like, we're not stopping till we gotta pee. Yeah, no, stop.
Gas is such a good indicator when you're gonna stop.
Just stop and put gas in the car. It's okay.
Yeah, and you pee now.
Yes,
and then maybe we can make it longer.
Yeah, and it did take us. It ended up taking us about 18 hours to get there. We left here at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and wouldn't have been as bad, and I'm kind of dreading it this trip just because we're doing fall break, but we hit pretty bad weather going into Oklahoma, and I can't see at night, and it was dark at that point, and it was super rainy, and I was like, oh, sweet, we're going to die. We're all going to die.
But you'll have other people with you this trip that can help drive, too. Right?
Yeah, I think the Godfather is going with us this time because he's got stuff in storage that he wants to, I don't know, sift through. And that will help because he sees better at night than I do. Like, I'm cool with 4 o'clock in the morning when it's dark and then it's coming into light. That dusk doesn't bother me, but it's when it's going from light to dark for some reason. You know that midline where it's not quite dark and it's not quite light? I can't see at all. I should not drive ever again. Well, I don't go anywhere. Everybody wants, they're like, she's so unsocial. She doesn't go anywhere. She doesn't do anything. No, it's because I'm blind. I really actually shouldn't be going places. We go places that I know. I know where the doctor's office is. I know where Kroger is. I know how to get to the schools. That's where I go.
That's all I got.
That's what I do. Sometimes I make an uneducated drive to Oklahoma.
Oh, well, maybe you'll have another driver in the car, too, by then.
I sure hope so, because there's a lot of places to practice. We really didn't see a lot of traffic 90% of the time that we were going down. There were so many just super long stretches of road. You just have to watch out for, like, you know, state troopers, stuff like that. But I'm pretty good with cruise control, a friend, and when we... It's very weird to be on those trips because here there's so much traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, we would hit these spots where it's the middle of the day on a normal day, and there was nobody on the road. And I was like, I love it. I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Because you don't ever get that here. There's always people on the road.
No, there's still places, you know, we would drive to our hospital when we had our youngest son was like 45 minutes to an hour away, and there are still times on those roads, on highways, that we would get out there to go drive to that town. There'd be nobody on the road. And I'm like, what? Why can't all roads be like this? How's Oklahoma so not overcrowded? Why do people hate it here?
There should be an alarm that goes off. If he is driving,
we should all get off the road now and give her plenty of space.
Oh. Well, I'm sure it'll be a good trip, and it'll be a... it'll be nice to go in and see family and all that kind of stuff.
It's been like 3 years. It'll be really good to see my mom. My nephew, I haven't been able to see since his dad died, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing him. But, you know, right now, like, I'm going. That's my plan. But as we all know, it would be dumb to plan that far ahead and say 100% it's going to happen.
Right.
We'll just have to see what the world brings us, I guess. A lot can happen between now and October.
Well, because I'm assuming if things are locked down again, your concern is gas stations and things like that.
We would be able to leave without them. Mm-hmm. You know, that would put a halt on the trip because I have too many kids and you have to be able to go to the bathroom along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times that I forgot. When we were going to Michigan or Ohio for the first time, like right in that whole coming out of lockdown type thing, going to get our son, I forgot because we hadn't gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't occur to me that most restaurants or gas stations were not going to let you use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that was rough, just trying to find some place to pee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there needs to be a public fund.
Yeah, like
no bathrooms here. Or
I
bathrooms
would forget.
Available.
We'd stop to get food. I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. It would be like, not here. No, probably here. I really need to go. It's like, we can't go in there.
It's gonna happen. Behind your building or in your building, but
That was always weird to me. Like, I get extra cleaning and all that stuff, but it was made into such a, like, you couldn't touch gas handles, and I can't use a public restroom. Dude, I gotta pee. People gotta go.
The Rona is not my concern.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I will wear my mask, and I will wash my hands.
I will sanitize everything for you that I touched.
But I got to go. That's funny. Yeah.
So, I mean, that'll be something, obviously, that I'm watching closely. But in all honesty, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, we're, what, 2 months away?
Yeah, I don't. There's a lot of speculation, obviously a lot of conspiracies. There's a huge amount of conspiracy of the testing tomorrow.
Testing tomorrow? What?
So FEMA is doing a... my ass hurts. You need better chairs. FEMA is doing an emergency test tomorrow on our phones and TVs and radios and everything else. For like half an hour at 2:20 tomorrow. Keep that in mind. The conspiracy behind this. Which obviously, I'm not crazy. I don't actually believe this stuff, okay? Because I feel like that would be, I feel like it would be stupid. But the first one, that they're going to test the 5G towers, which they could. I mean, they could test 5G. I don't, still trying to figure out what the difference between 5G and 4G is. Why we're more scared of one than the other.
9G?
G. I don't know. That one doesn't make sense. Not like they couldn't, though. So the speculation is that whatever these, metals or whatever that are in the vaccine, which people have had the vaccine to get, like, really sick, fucking no. I don't know. I'm not that crazy, okay? That's a dumb one to me. Or that it's going to cause this huge signal and it's going to make people sick. Why would we do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably not going to happen, also. Or that there's going to be an announcement of a lockdown. Which is plausible, but it's not going to happen.
No, because you have mass panic. I mean, everyone panicked because no one's prepared.
It would cause a civil war.
Yeah.
It'd be insane. That's not going to happen. What's the other
one? So, about that...
Or that a huge disaster, and I said that with finger quotes because you can't see me, a huge disaster is going to happen because it's coming from FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
And with other FEMA tests, major tests, it has always preceded a major catastrophe. I don't know. I don't... They're going to test your emergency broadcast system tomorrow at 2:20. Just be aware. You probably won't be able to watch TV or... you may not have communication for half an hour because if they're testing them... It could take up the Wi-Fi and your TV signal and shit like that. That is more plausible to me than anything.
Mm-hmm.
We just won't be able to communicate outside of whatever, unless you have a landline, for like half an hour.
That's interesting.
I can't believe you haven't seen that. I am on the wrong side of TikTok. That's all that comes across my page anymore. Like, it's so stressful. And I'm going to start searching the other side of TikTok.
Yeah, because I don't get the serious side. And it may be because if any of that stuff pops up, I just scroll on past
it. I started to, because I'm just like, really? Especially the August 11th stuff. I'm like, you guys are ruining it for the rest of us who like conspiracies. Like, I like conspiracies. I like to hear about them. Mm-hmm. Some of them are kind of interesting. Not tomorrow. We're not all going to fall. Are we all going to turn into zombies? Because if that happens, I would be here for it. That might be the most interesting thing that has happened in a year and a half.
Well, there'd be a lot of people you wouldn't be able to tell a difference on, so.
True. I just shoot them all. It's okay.
Yeah. I don't know where I've been. Obviously, I stay Facebook, but I get on there, check to see what people are doing.
There,
that's
either.
About it.
Yeah. And then I'm on Facebook because Facebook has really started censoring a lot of things. So we don't see that stuff.
TikTok. I'm on the funny side of TikTok. I don't really do a whole lot of serious stuff.
I need to find the funny side because my side
like
is stressful.
Yeah, I don't like serious
stuff. Although I do have a lot of cooking TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
That one, I do have a lot of that. But it seems like I followed one or two people, and now my whole feed is nothing but, like, I don't mind the conspiracy theory stuff. I don't mind it if it's interesting. Some of them I'm like, what? No.
You stretched really hard to come up with that.
But some of them I'm like, you know, the old ones, like JFK and all that stuff, some of that's cool, but I feel like a lot of people have been locked up too long, and maybe they've really been diving into some things a little too hard.
Stretching the facts out to make them connect in a way
really
that they
annoying.
Shouldn't.
But I do think that TikTok has been a great outlet for those of us who have been kind of locked away for a while, because you're seeing real people, and kind of, you're not interacting with them, but you're seeing real things.
Mm-hmm.
And funny TikTok is more fun. I will say that. I'm on a lot of crime TikTok, though. That's where I get all my murder stories.
Yeah.
And that's okay with me because I don't watch the news. And so there are certain things, like with Summer Wells, that I want to be able to stay up on. You just have to know who to follow because some of those people are fucking crazy.
Well, yeah.
They're crazy. They're picking apart some things that never existed.
Yeah, creating scenarios. And that's that there was a Facebook group you invited me to.
They do that.
About that. And I was just
like, they really pick some stuff apart. I just like to read it because some of them I'm like, wow.
That was,
I did not come up with that one.
That was creative.
They do get very, I will tell you, internet detectives, sometimes it's super beneficial because there are some people out there that maybe with fresh eyes, maybe it's their age, maybe it's their love of crime, have really been able to actually help
mm-hmm.
in certain cases. Some of y'all, damn. Like, I want to hate people too, but I feel like sometimes we're just shoveling it out and there's no putting the dirt back. I do like crime TikTok. I've actually seen there's a case that people that we actually knew, Katie cheered with them or with their daughter, and it was in Oklahoma, and they disappeared and they were missing for a very long time, and then they ended up finding their bodies out in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma, out past Eufaula, and I wanted to do that story because that was heartbreaking when they went missing, but then all this stuff started coming out about them and video clips, things like that just weren't adding up. It, nothing was making sense. I knew mom and the daughter, and I was like, the scenario was just not making sense to anybody. And I was like, she was a little weird, but not like that. She's not like a drug addict. Like,
right.
What is happening? And they found their truck. Their dog had been in the truck. When they found the truck, the dog had been in there for like a week, had almost died, a bag full of cash. It was a really strange case. We always had hoped that they would just find them. It was
mm-hmm.
very sad to know that they were murdered. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I actually watched that story on TikTok. They got a little bit of it wrong. They obviously, there's some that don't quite do the research that they probably need to, because some people do watch those stories and they're like, I know that person. And you're not saying it right. Like, that story is not right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I take everything with a grain of salt because it's like playing telephone. At some point, the story gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Just like the he said, she said stuff. I mean, there's the two sides, and then there's the truth in the middle somewhere. And sometimes that doesn't ever come out.
True. And with this story, the actual truth will probably come out because they've never, you know, they still don't know why or how. Just
wow.
that they found their bones. And there was a lot of we're going to do that story. But
okay.
There was a lot of very questionable things that happened. And there's a lot to the story now. Over the years, as more and more detectives took over the case and they would kind of dive in there and talk to people, it just was such a weird story. So, get out there and look at some crime. If you're stuck in your house, look at some crime. It's kind of fun.
I might have to go investigate. I just don't want my TikTok to get blown up by crime stuff. The funny.
Well, sometimes I just go in and search funny TikToks, or I have actually started looking at D&D TikToks because some of those are kind of funny. So I keep hoping that if I like those videos, it'll kind of start filtering into my
feed.
Yeah, I'm like, I went and liked a bunch of stuff. Why aren't you on my page?
I'm sure the kids can teach you how to make it change.
Sophia kids, like, you need to work the algorithm. Shut up. You don't even know that word.
Can you spell that word?
If you can't spell it, you can't use it on me.
But yes, I can.
She's like, well, if I edit it right and put the right hashtags, it'll go into the algorithm. You're 10. Go away. Go away.
So funny.
She says that she edits our videos, that we have to give her a shout out on TikTok. I'm like, okay, well, first of all, your username is like a bunch of X's and O's. Okay, I can't shout that out. There's no way to pronounce it. So you may rethink that username.
You do a hashtag or an at somebody, tagging them in the video.
I think you can tag them.
Maybe that's enough.
As long as y'all don't go creeping up on my 10-year-old TikTok, that's weird.
True.
I turn all of her comments off, though.
Okay.
You could hate her all day long. She'd never know it.
Even if she did, she wouldn't really care.
No. I've seen her go at some people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She's incredibly protective of her siblings. Somebody said something out of hand on one of Austin's videos, and I read the comment below it, and I was like, And then I looked at the username, and I was like, oh. And we have to talk about how we don't comment on videos because we're only 10. But.
She was wrong.
Thank you for sticking up for your 19-year-old brother.
Sure, he could have handled it himself if he needed to. That's funny. I wouldn't want to mess with her. She can come at you just those eyes.
Yeah. She fights like her mama. She knows where to dig. She can hurt some feelings. We're already having a thought because she's hangry when she comes home and she's grumpy and hot. And man, not one of three siblings can say shit to her when she gets home because she's already ready. She's ready to fight. She has come home and showed balance. And I'm like, stop talking. Stop talking to people. Stop cutting your eyes. Go in another room. Go get a snack. Cold drink.
Go be alone for a minute. Well, she's peopled all day. She's done.
I agree. She's so good at school.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't say anything out of hand at school. Boy, would she get off that bus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was... So her feet hit the cement, and she was ready to say some shit. And there was nobody else out there but me. I was like...
Whoa.
Let us go home.
Maybe you should start greeting her at the bus stop
with
food. Yeah.
Here's a milkshake. Shut up.
Here.
Have some ice cream.
Have this. It'll make your life so much better. I was going to say,
super fun.
PMS will be a lot of fun.
No. I know. I feel like people are actually going to, the adults are going to start getting their feelings hurt.
Well, sometimes they already do.
The men. She's pretty good about not doing that shit to me. Or you. She likes us.
Mm-hmm. We don't poke the bear either, and I don't think the guys have learned how to not poke the bear.
And I baby her. It's okay. I don't really care. Y'all judge whatever you want. She's babied. I know, because my oldest tells me I do all the time. That's the kitty with the off.
Like, I hear something.
All right, so we only have about 7 minutes left. Tomorrow night, I believe there's a Cinephiles with Dan and Alex. Friday night, there is not a live show with Guy in Glasses, but it is coming. He is working on a new co-host as we speak. Sunday night, there should be a movie of the week, barring any weird schedule changes. And then next week, there should be a Falling from Grace again, barring any schedule changes or emergencies. So, as of right now, we've been on a pretty good roll. I like it. I hope you guys have a great night. Go find something fun to do. Enjoy your kids while they're home. And remember to hug them when they get home. School's hard. And it's hot out. Don't hug them until you get in the air conditioning, though. They don't like that. But love on your kids. Remember to start their days off with with positive words, even if they frustrate you in the morning. Nobody wants to go to school and yell at. So have a good night, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.